You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 218. We're continuing in the book of 1 Chronicles, and we see David in his last days. He's a king, but an old king. And so what is the first and foremost thing on his mind? It's leaving a legacy. And he hands this legacy to Solomon, his son. David wanted to build the Lord's temple to house the Ark of the Covenant. But the Lord said no. In a way, David insists, although he doesn't go so far as to build the temple himself, he gathers all the pieces needed, all the gold, all the bricks. He puts people to work. He mobilizes his kingdom to get ready to build the Lord's temple. Think of it as it's like he's building a massive collection of Legos. So all his son has to do is put it all together. And we're also continuing the book of 1 Corinthians. And in a very brief passage, Paul talks about God's wisdom and how it's nothing like the wisdom we grew up to understand. In fact, no one really even knew God's wisdom, that is, until now, which is the time of his writing. I think he makes an interesting point that had the leaders of the world knew the wisdom of God, they would never have crucified Jesus. So perhaps God has his reasons. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry. And you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. 1 Chronicles chapter 22. David said, "The temple of the Lord God will be here, and it will be the place for the altar where burnt offerings will be made for the Israelites." David makes plans for the temple. David gave an order for the immigrants living in the land of Israel to be brought together. He chose stone cutters from that group. Their job was to cut stones to be used for building God's temple. David got iron for making nails and hinges for the gate doors. He also got more bronze than could be weighed and more cedar logs than could be counted. The people from the cities of Sidon and Tyre brought many cedar logs to David. And David said, "We should build a very great temple for the Lord. But my son Solomon is young and does not yet have enough experience to know how to do it well. It should be so great and beautiful that it will be famous among all the nations. So I will prepare what is needed to build it." So before David died, he prepared everything needed to build a great temple. Then David called for his son Solomon and told him to build the temple for the Lord, the God of Israel. David said to Solomon, "My son, I wanted to build a temple for the name of the Lord my God, but the Lord told me, 'David, you have fought many wars and you have killed many people, so you cannot build a temple for my name. But you will have a son who will be a man of peace. I will give him peace from his enemies on the borders of his land. His name will be Solomon. And I will give Israel peace and quiet during the time that he is king. He is the one who will build a temple to honor my name. He will be my son, and I will be his father. I will make his kingdom strong, and someone from his family will rule Israel forever. Now, son, may the Lord be with you. May you be successful and build the temple of the Lord your God, as he said you would. He will make you the king of Israel. May the Lord give you wisdom and understanding so that you can lead the people and obey the law of the Lord your God. And you will have success if you're careful to obey the rules and laws that the Lord gave Moses for Israel. Be strong and brave. Don't be afraid. Solomon, I've worked hard making plans for building the Lord's Temple. I have given 3,400 tons of gold, over 34,000 tons of silver. I have given so much bronze and iron that it cannot be weighed. And I have given wood and stone. Solomon, you can add to them. You have many stone cutters and carpenters. You have men skilled in every kind of work. They are skilled in working with gold and silver, bronze, and iron. You have more skilled workers than can be counted. Now, begin the work, and may the Lord be with you. Then David ordered all the leaders of Israel to help his son Solomon. David said to these leaders, "The Lord your God is with you. He has given you a time of peace. He helped me defeat the people living around us. The Lord and his people are now in control of this land. Now, give your heart and soul to the Lord your God and do what he says. Build the holy place of the Lord God. Then bring the box of the Lord's agreement and all the other holy things into the temple built for the Lord's name." 1 Chronicles chapter 23, the Levites' work in the temple. David became an old man, so he made his son Solomon the new king of Israel. David called together all the leaders of Israel, and the priests and Levites too. David counted the Levites who were 30 years old and older. Altogether, there were 38,000 Levites. David said, 24,000 will supervise the work of building the Lord's temple. 6,000 will be court officers and judges. 4,000 will be gatekeepers. And 4,000 will be musicians. I made special music instruments for them. They will use them to praise the Lord. David separated the Levites into three groups. They were the tribes of Levi's three sons, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The Gershon family group. From the tribe of Gershon, there were Ladan and Shimei. Ladan had three sons. His oldest son was Jehiel. His other sons were Zethan and Joel. Shimei's sons were Shelemah, Haziel, and Haran. These three sons were leaders in Ladan's families. Shimei had four sons. They were Jahath, Ziza, Jeush, and Beriah. Jahath was the oldest son, and Ziza was the second son. But Jeush and Beriah did not have many children, so Jeush and Beriah were counted like one family. The Kohath family group. Kohath had four sons. They were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. Amram's sons were Aaron and Moses. Aaron was chosen for a special work. He and his descendants were chosen to always be the ones to do this special work, to prepare the holy things for the temple service. They were the ones to burn the incense before the Lord, to serve him as priests, and give blessings to the people in his name forever. Moses was the man of God, and his sons were part of the tribe of Levi. Moses' sons were Gershom and Eleazar. Gershom's oldest son was Shabiel. Eleazar's oldest son was Rehabiah. Eleazar had no other sons, but Rehabiah had very many sons. Ishar's oldest son was Shilamith. Hebron's oldest son was Jeriah. Hebron's second son was Amariah. Jehiaziel was the third son, and Jachamiam was the fourth son. Uziel's oldest son was Micah, and Ishiah was his second son. The Merari family group. Merari's sons were Mahli and Mushi. Mahli's sons were Eleazar and Kish. Eleazar died without having sons. He only had daughters. Eleazar's daughters married their own relatives. Their relatives were Kish's sons. Mushi's sons were Mahli, Eder, and Jeremiah. There were three sons in all. The Levites' work. There were Levi's descendants grouped by their families. They were the leaders of their family groups, and each of them was listed by name. Everyone on the list was 20 years old or older, the age when they could serve in the Lord's temple. David had said, The Lord, the God of Israel, has given peace to his people, and he has come to live in Jerusalem forever. So the Levites don't need to carry the holy tent or any of the things used in its services anymore. David's last instructions for the Israelites were to count the descendants from the tribe of Levi. They counted the Levite men who were 20 years old and older. The Levites had the job of helping the priests, Aaron's descendants, in their work at the Lord's temple. They also took care of the temple courtyard and the side rooms in the temple. They made sure that all the holy things were kept pure and did any other work needed for God's temple. They were responsible for the holy bread that was set out on the table in the temple. And they were in charge of preparing the flour for the grain offerings, the bread made without yeast, and the cakes mixed with olive oil. They did all the measuring and mixing of these offerings. The Levites stood every morning and gave thanks and praise to the Lord. They also did this every evening. The Levites prepared all the burnt offerings to the Lord on the Sabbath days, during new moon celebrations, and on the other special meeting days. They served before the Lord every day. There were special rules for how many Levites should serve each time. So the Levites did everything that they were supposed to do. They took care of the holy tent and the holy place. And they helped their relatives, Aaron's descendants, in their work at the Lord's temple. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 through 16. God's wisdom. What we teach is wisdom to those who are prepared to understand it. But this wisdom is not from this world. It is not the wisdom of the rulers of this world who are losing their power. No, we speak God's wisdom, which is still a mystery to some. It was hidden from everyone until now. But God planned this wisdom for our glory. He planned it before the world began. None of the rulers of this world understood this wisdom. If they had understood it, they would not have killed our great and glorious Lord on a cross. But as the scriptures say, no one has ever seen, no one has ever heard, no one has ever imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has shown us these things through the Spirit. Yes, the Spirit is able to find out everything, even the deep secrets of God. Just as no one knows your thoughts except your own spirit, so no one knows God's thoughts except God's Spirit. We received the Spirit that is from God, not the spirit of the world. We received God's Spirit so that we could know all that God has given us. When we are speaking, we don't use reasoning that wise people taught us. We use reasoning that the Spirit has taught us. We use the Spirit's ideas to explain spiritual truths. People who do not have God's spirits do not accept the things that come from His Spirit. They think these things are foolish. They cannot understand them because they can only be understood with the Spirit's help. We who have the Spirit are able to judge the truth of all these things, and no one can judge us. As the scriptures say, who understands the Lord's way of thinking? Who is able to give him advice? But we have been given Christ's way of thinking. Psalm 91, verses 9 through 16. You trust in the Lord for protection. You have made God Most High your place of safety. So nothing bad will happen to you. No diseases will come near your home. He will command his angels to protect you wherever you go. Their hands will keep you steady so that you will not stumble on a rock. You will have power to trample on lions and poisonous snakes. The Lord says,
I will save those who love me. I will protect those who trust in me. When they call to me for help, I will answer them. I will be with them when they are in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. I will give them a long life and show them my power to save.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 218. Join us for day 219. We're continuing in the book of 1 Chronicles. You'll hear about the groups of the priests from Aaron's descendants. You'll hear the names of all the other Levites who were chosen for special jobs by throwing lots. You'll hear about all the different music groups chosen by David and the leaders of his army, like a list of winners from an Israel Got Talent competition. Then you'll hear about the gatekeepers from the Korah family. And in the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul explains and describes a good Christian education, that we are all servants of God, and each one of us does the work that God gives us to do, and that the church is like a building of the Lord, but that the temple of the Lord is not a physical building, but rather the spiritual lives of collectively all the followers, and a warning to those who think they are wise. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.